Sir Ares had light brown hair and a face that was not unpleasant to look upon. Today he made quite the dashing figure, with his white silk cloak fastened at the shoulder by a golden leaf, and a spreading oak tree worked upon the breast of his tunic in shining gold thread. "Who do you think will win the day's honours?" Sansa asked, as they descended the steps arm in arm.
"I will," Sir Ares answered, smiling. "Yet I fear the triumph will have no savour. This will be a small field, and poor. No more than 20 will enter the lists, including squires and free riders. There is small honour in unhorsing green boys."
The last tourney had been different, Sansa reflected. King Robert had staged it in her father's honour. High lords and fabled champions had come from all over the realm to compete, and the whole city had turned out to watch. She remembered the splendour of it, the field of pavilions along the river with a knight's shield hung before each door, the long rows of silken pennants waving in the wind, the gleam of sunlight on bright steel and gilded spurs. The days had rung to the sound of trumpets and pounding hooves, and the night had been full of feasts and song. Those had been the most magical days of her life, but they seemed a memory from another age now.